That's right, it's time right now with news with Tommy Mack from Los Angeles and Bart Kopp from Knuckle Drag, Oklahoma. Hey Bart, how you doing today?
At the moment, I'm a little pissed.
Why are you pissed today, man?
I just got a email. I mean, it just came in under Perkel's old system here. The mail comes in constantly. You know what I mean? It doesn't come in buckets. It comes in drips.
Mark Perkel, the publisher of BartKopp.com. He's the one hosting the site.
Yes, he has many descriptions, but we won't go into those.
Gotcha.
But anyway, I get this email just now from Stu Walcott.
Stu Walker?
Walcott, like Jersey Joe.
That's a name that he should be punched for. Anyway, go on.
All right, in the subject title says, grow up. And it says, I can't believe you would stoop so low as to call Linda Tripp a whore. I'm a former staff member of Al Gore's for 7 years and don't necessarily support everything that Miss Tripp has done in the past, but calling her a whore? Grow up and control your anger, Stu Walcott.
Well, I have to agree with him on one thing. She could never be a whore. You'd have to pay me to have sex with her. Damn.
Well, so I wrote him what his boss would call a snippy reply, a snippy return there. It says, Stu, funny that as a 7-year Al Gore staffer, you give Linda Tripp a break and attack me. But since I'm very familiar with Democrats, I know that's just how our side is. We tend to give the traitor a break and attack the good guys fighting for the good side. Truth is, Linda Tripp is the very definition of a whore. She screwed your president in an attempt to make a quick buck. She sold out her best friend for money, sold her reputation for money, too. She even broke the law by taping Monica after the Radio Shack guy told her that it was illegal to tape someone in D.C. unless both parties were aware of it. And Bush, hell, she became such tainted goods even Bush wouldn't hire, and he's hired every rustler, cutthroat, murderer, bounty hunter, desperado, mugs, pugs, thugs, nitwits, halfwits, dimwits, vipers, snipers, conmen, Indian agents, Mexican bandits, muggers, buggers, bushwhackers, hornswogglers, horse thieves, bull dykes, train robbers, bank robbers, ass kickers, shit kickers, and Methodists in the entire country.
That's quite a list, Bart.
But the idea, and then again, the good snappy closer, which I hope he takes to heart. Is this the same kind of advice you gave your boss? Did you advise Al Gore to control his anger, too? If so, maybe that explains why he let the stupidest man in history of politics steal his job and home.
Bravo. Right on. Hey, Stu, if you're listening, that's for you, babe. Actually, the funny thing about Linda Tripp is that she's probably one of the few women in history that paid for a nose job and it improved nothing. She's still goddamn butt ugly.
You know, there are some women who just get the nose job. Linda had to get the full rhinoplasty to try to get that horn off her face.
I think she needs to go for taxidermy, be stuffed with sand and mounted on a wall.
Oh, God.
To scare off little children at Halloween.
You know, while we're on the subject of being pissed off, I'm pissed off about something else. USA Today, greatest world...
the greatest newspaper in the world.
Anyway, they have run what has to be the goofiest picture ever of Bush. Hell, I cut it out, and so I can't tell you what page it's on, but it's in today's page. It's the picture they ran under, he signed some law about incentives for adoptions. I'm sure it's a scam, knowing the Bush bastard, but...
Right.
Tom, are you old enough to remember National Lampoon when it was... Maybe they still make it, I don't know, but do you know what National Lampoon is?
Yeah, they're a satire and parody humor group that produced some of the worst movies in mankind's history.
Well, the first one with Belushi was pretty good, but yeah.
Well, yeah, Animal House, The First Vacation... Those were good movies. Didn't they do Caddyshack as well?
Might have.
But since then, they've been pretty sucking bad, like Van Wilder. What a movie that was.
But back in the 70s, they were really hot shit. I mean, this was before, you know, the internet or anything. They used to be damn funny. One of the best covers they ever had. Well, I remember two. Remember they had one with a dog and a 45 to his head. And it says, if you don't buy this magazine, we'll kill this dog. And I think in the next issue, they had a picture of the dead dog. But the other, what I thought was the best cover they ever did, this is back when Jerry Ford was president. And he wasn't known for actually being that swift a guy.
Yep.
And they showed him trying to eat an ice cream cone. But instead of putting it in his mouth, he smashed it into his forehead.
Well, come on. We all do that, like, once a week.
Well, I haven't done it lately. But anyway, but this picture of Bush in today's USA Today on the adoption story has got to be the best picture I've ever seen of this monkey. And the sons of bitches, I went to USA.com, whatever it is, and they have the story but not the picture. I hate that. That's two things in a row that pissed me off this morning. You ought to be able to go to the website and get an electronic copy of what was in their damn dead trees thing. And I think we bitched about this last time. Why are people still sending out magazines? Playboy magazine sends me a half a dead tree once a month. Why the hell don't I give them the whatever $12 and they just let me have it online? That way I can sort through things, I can find things.
Yeah, because I'll tell you why. You really don't want to take the laptop into the bathroom when you're masturbating. At least I don't. And a few times I tried, it was a mess, so, you know.
I heard you did that on a plane once.
Well, the pilot said it'd be okay.
All right, here we got another thing. I got a little stack of stuff, just like the vulgar pig boy.
Mm-hmm.
Here, this from today. U.S. probe, which means George Bush, finds no fixing of gas prices.
I like it.
Record high. Check this out. Record high gasoline prices at the end of August were caused by tight supplies and strong demand, not market manipulation. The Energy Information Administration, whatever the hell that is, said Tuesday. Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham requested an investigation after the price of gas jumped 12 cents for Labor Day weekend. Now, who could argue with that? How in the world are the oil companies supposed to know that people go on vacation on holidays? They are not clairvoyant. How are they supposed to know every year that Memorial Day and Labor Day and 4th of July and Thanksgiving, a lot of people get in their cars? How can they be expected to know that?
What I love is that the prices jump like the day before the holiday itself, as if the gas that was already in the underground tank,
exactly, suddenly
they couldn't get. I mean, it's already there, but they just raised the price of it.
Exactly.
Just because. Yeah, that's not gouging. No, that's the marketplace.
You know another thing? Me and you could do this. If you own Texaco and I own whatever, Mobil.
It's ExxonMobil and Chevron Texaco.
I just don't care. But say I own one, you own the other. I could call you and say, hey, Tom, I wouldn't be surprised if gas went up 15 cents next week. That would not surprise me. And if you said it wouldn't surprise me either, then we'd have an understanding, but even if the feds were taping us, where's the crime there? I didn't say, hey, let's me and you get together and collude to break the law and conspire to raise prices illegally. No one's going to say that on the phone.
Well, luckily, we have an administration right now that is watchdogging all the energy industries to make sure stuff like this does not happen.
They put people first, this Bush administration. Got another one for you here.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, shit, I got a bunch of them here, but this next one, same greatest newspaper in the world. This is today's. They talk about the gun loophole hurting anti-terror efforts. Check this out. This is what they say. This is what USA Today says. Now, it's their editorial board, so, you know, you can take that for what it's worth. But they say, justice officials, that means Bush, say they are following the law on these loopholes, which does not bar, check this out, the sale of a firearm to someone merely suspected of being in a terrorist group. Under John Ashcroft, the department has sought to pacify powerful gun lobbies even after 9-1-1. The pattern makes a mockery of the department's tough talk about, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the point is, if Bush or Ashcroft suspects you might be a terrorist, they can legally kidnap you, kill you, torture you, whisk you down to Cuba, whatever, cut your hands off. They can do absolutely legally anything in the world they want. But if this same guy wants to buy a gun, well, we can't stop that. He's got a right to a gun.
Yeah, they want to trash every other bit of the Bill of Rights except the Second Amendment.
The sons of bitches.
And that's the one that happens to be the one that kills you.
Well, sure. But they're saying that you have a right to a gun, but you don't have the right to walk down the street without being kidnapped and murdered. Where's the fucking logic?
You know, and you try to bring this up to conservatives, they automatically say, you want the terrorists to win. No, dipshit. I do not want the terrorists to win.
They run away from their logic when it comes to things close to their heart.
Absolutely.
Like guns.
Yeah.
All right, here we got another one. You remember our old friend Larry Klayman, the man without a penis?
Yes, Your Honor, this man has no dick. Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah, I started to say, that was hell, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a great line. This guy used to work for Larry Klayman. He's out on his own now. He's suing the government to get pictures of Vince Foster's autopsy.
Yeah, I read that.
And the reason he's doing that is because he says, now here I am, I'm good with the quotes here. His name's Favish, Alan Favish. He's a lawyer and Clinton antagonist, it says. Favish said there were gaps in the investigation over Vince Foster. Quote, that could only be the product of extreme negligence or an intentional cover-up. But the thing is, the five investigations were done by Republicans. And who believes that Ken Starr conspired with Clinton to help him murder a guy who was trying to hide Whitewater stuff? Who could possibly believe that?
And what's this guy's name?
This guy's name is Alan Favish.
Well, you know what? 4 out of 5 Cornell researchers have come to the conclusion that he is a douchebag. That's all I got to say about it.
I think 4 out of 5 dentists would agree, too.
Yeah.
But the idea, they still... Oh, hell, just the last couple of days... Paula Jones is suing some guy who called her a big nose, and Linda Tripp just got done suing the government, and so Bush is a nice guy. He settled with her for $600,000. He can't hire the rhino, but he can give her $600,000 so she can be comfortable the rest of her pig life. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to say anything bad about the woman who tried to bring down Al Gore's president because his staffers would get mad.
Yeah.
What a weasel.
Totally mad.
I'd like to hear back from that guy. I sent him a thing saying that generally, when a monkey like you screws up this bad, I print his email address on the page, and that often causes a torrent of mail to where you might have to get a new ISP. But since you were once a good guy, I'm just going to print your name. If somebody wants to dig up his email...
I think that guy, I used to be a Gore staffer, are online with people who post, I used to be a Democrat, or the people who post to you saying, I was just about to send in money, but you printed that my toes smelled, and I can't send you any money anymore. Damn you. Damn your black heart, Bart Cop.
I'll tell you another one. Mayor Ed Koch, I heard Hannity say this. I included it in the Hannity rant, but he said Ed Koch... wrote a opinion piece talking about, I'm a liberal Democrat, and I think Bush is just doing a bang-up, perfect, exactly right job of bombing Baghdad. I mean, why does our side always do that?
Well, you know what we should do is follow the money on Ed Koch to find out which board of directors he's on of what defense contractor that's, you know, raking in the money from the Iraqi occupation.
Exactly. Hey, let me ask you about this one.
Yep.
Another headline in Greatest World Paper, whatever.
Man, you're advertising for them big time, brother.
Well, it's the only paper mean you can all read.
There you go.
And my readers. It says here, Columbus concerned, not panicked. Isn't it time to panic when there's a sniper on the interstate and he's already shot 12 people? Isn't that a good reason to panic?
I'm sure he's a well-balanced individual who obtained his gun through absolutely legal means.
Just like John Hinckley.
It's amazing, and... to all of our listeners in the Columbus, Ohio area, we just want you to be safe and cool, and if you see someone looking suspicious, run them over. Just turn that Buick to the right and run the bastard over. I mean, I want to see him as a grease stain where even the DNA is mixed up with squirrel roadkill, okay? That's easy.
Did you hear what they did? That son of a bitch Bush, he's so determined to erase every good thing Clinton did. They said Clinton put 118,000 cops on the street. More, there was 118. Remember, he promised 100, but he doesn't keep his word, that Bill Clinton. He promised 100 and gave us 118,000 new cops.
Mm-hmm.
And Bush doesn't want to pay for that because that money won't create any oil. It won't put any money in the Bush family empire's pocket. So that's unnecessary money. So he's refusing to fund the 118,000 cops, so they're going to have a harder time catching this guy.
Well, it's funny, because he's already also gutted the Sky Marshal program.
Well, who needs them?
It's like, man.
We just turn the plane over to Muhammad and do what he says.
Well, technically, you know, jumping subjects, I really don't think there's going to be kidnapped planes anymore, or hijacked planes anymore. I think the last ones... will probably be the September 11th hijackings because, to be blunt, any person who stands up saying any shit on a plane will be killed immediately by the rest of the passengers. If the guy comes up with a bomb, all the passengers are going to think the same thing. Okay, it's either a fake bomb and he's not going to blow us up, but he's going to drive our plane into a building, or B, it's a real bomb, we're going to die anyway. So we're going to make sure this guy goes first.
I agree, and I endorse that.
Cool. All right, what else?
Did you catch... Oh, you don't have a TV, do you?
Well, I do. It just plays DVDs and VCR tapes.
Ah, John Stewart alone is worth paying for cable, but last night he did a thing. I should have caught this. I like to think I'm a comedian, but, you know, I'm just... Goddamn. Compared to John Stewart, I can't spell comedian. Last night he did some jokes on... Bush had the NASCAR cars and drivers on the White House lawn. You know, he's sucking up that NASCAR vote as if he didn't have it already.
He's sucking up the people with a family tree that's a stump.
Really?
NASCAR, just can't figure it out. It's like, you got a race, and your race is this. Forward, forward, left, forward, for left, forward, 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 left, forward, left, forward, forward, for left. It's like, what a great, easy track that is. I could probably figure it out. And then you got all these inbred people chewing their tobacco going, "Ee-haw, look how fast that car goes."
With the Dixie flag on it.
And yeah, and Bone Luke Duke t-shirt saying, "Dukes of Hazzard was the best program ever. It should have ran on Channel 13.
John Stewart said the reason Bush liked him so much is because they use a whole lot of gas and they never go anywhere.
Nice.
But also what he did, he had a good pitcher. He said something like Bush thought he'd pick up a few ideas from the NASCAR people. So they have a pitcher, Bush, standing there, and on his suit he's got Halliburton and Exxon and
all the corporate sponsors of his administration. Yeah. That's funny.
It made a nice little picture. I wish we could have snipped it.
So did you hear about that German cannibal?
Yes, he ate his friend.
I think this story has got to win the award for the most effed up news story of the year. One guy, who I'll refer to as the cannibal, took an internet ad out saying, "I'm looking for someone who will let me kill them and eat them." And you know what? He got 5 replies. What is with the Germans? God damn, he got 5 replies, and he interviewed every single one. And then after a while, I'll call this guy the victim, okay, cannibal and victim. So he talked to the victim for several months online, and then invites him over, and they have a great night, a little wine, conversation. And then the cannibal gives the guy some sedatives, saying, "Hey, you know, this will help with the pain." Of course, he said it in German. And the guy goes, "Oh, thank you." Takes the sedatives. After a while, he's, you know, got his drug happiness going on, and they carve some body part off him. I don't know which body part. I don't want to think about which body part. And they fry it up, and they eat it together.
That's almost sick.
Before the guy's dead.
God.
Okay, it gets better. So after a while, you know, things are happy, and it's like, "Okay, man, it's time for you to be killed." Okay. He gets killed. Don't know how. They didn't mention it in the story. I don't know if it was a gunshot or whatever. You probably don't want to poison it because you're about to eat the guy.
Maybe he loved him to death.
I don't want to think about that. Anyway, so kills him, and of course, eats the guy. Now, here's the kicker. He videotaped the whole fucking thing.
Oh, my God.
The police are watching the videotapes showing that the guy agreed to have it all happened. Now, the weird part is, in Germany, they actually have a law for murder by agreement, if you will. So this guy may only get 5 years in prison. And there is no law against cannibalism.
Wow.
No one thought about it. It definitely has to win the award for the most messed up news story of the year. And I'm glad that our listeners aren't quite like that. This is too Hannibal for me. And now why don't we just try to lighten up the mood a bit. Here's a joke for you. What's the difference between Neil Armstrong and Michael Jackson?
I don't know.
Well, Neil Armstrong walked on the moon, and Michael Jackson sleeps with little boys. Okay, now before everyone starts freaking out, I said sleeps with little boys. I did not say he has sex with little boys. He is innocent until proven guilty, and he's admitted in his documentary he sleeps with little boys. So don't freak out. He may be innocent of all these charges because he's just a freaking weirdo, but I just wanted to clarify that statement, okay? So don't freak on me.
Yeah, Mike just needs to kind of get back on track, you know. The poor guy, he's not as quite as far out as the German cannibal, but boy, he needs to come back. I don't think shortwave reaches Mike, you know, he's that far off.
Ouch. Well, does that take up all the news for today, Mr. Bart?
I don't think there's room for one more piece of news.
Yeah, I think we covered all bases. I mean, we got just about everything thrown in there, from Michael Jackson to cannibals, Republicans. You know, these are a few of my favorite things.
Total coverage, only at barcup.com.
We report. We report. Okay, so on behalf of Tommy Mack in Los Angeles.
And Barster in Oklahoma.
We thank you for listening to Bart Cop Radio.
Oh, what else in TV news? Glenn Campbell has a Christmas special on this week. Well, I'll be home for Christmas because I can't go anywhere because they took my driver's license away. So I'll be at the house for Christmas. Yeah, he's now speaking out about his drunk driving arrest. He said the reason he was so out of it that night is because he combined alcohol with prescription drugs. See, if he just stuck with the drugs, not only would he not have been arrested, probably would have had his own conservative radio talk show by now.
Here you go. This is not a pansy liberal show. It's Bart Cop Radio.
Well, I hope you liked today's show. We had a real good time putting it together, especially that Hannity beatdown. Nothing puts me in a good mood like kicking a conservative diddle monkey's ass. Because, you know, they're all lying, every one of them. If anybody out there has some diddle monkey lies that need refuting, send them to me on an MP3 and by God, they'll go on the next show. We don't want any diddle monkey lies to go unrefuted. So if you know of some, send them in. But thanks for listening. Thanks for checking out Bart Cop Radio. Thanks for clicking on BartCop.com. And thanks to you subscribers who keep things moving. We'll be back in a few days with show 24. We hope it's better than 23. I'm gonna take it all. Just a couple of joints. Yeah.